This year's municipal election season was packed full of forums. Campaign signs were all around town, and you couldn't even scroll on social media without seeing an ad. And most of the time, they all centered around one contentious issue on the ballot. Should Juneau ban large cruise ships on Saturdays? And the answer was no. Final election results showed that just over 60% of registered voters were against the initiative. This is Juneau voter Heather Ramseth on Election Day explaining why she didn't vote for it.
It's too hard a line just to say no ships on Saturdays. I think trying to be more nuanced about our approach is important, and continuing to have conversations even though it's hard.
Carla Hart is a longtime activist against tourism growth and is one of the community members behind the initiative.
I think that the fact that 40% voted yes is very telling.
She says she thinks most people in Juneau want to see real change to slow down the expansion of tourism, but she wasn't surprised the initiative failed. That's because of how much money the opposition group, Protect Juneau's Future, threw at its campaign. According to a campaign finance report from late September, the group raised nearly $500,000. On the flip side, Ship-Free Saturdays only raised $380.
Well, we didn't advertise because it was clear that we were never going to win a campaign on advertising.
One of the loudest voices against the initiative was McHugh Pierre. He's the president and CEO of Gold Belt Incorporated and was the chair of the group. And one of the bigger donors of the opposition was the Royal Caribbean Group. The cruise line also sent a letter to the city threatening a lawsuit if the initiative passed. And just a day after the election results were certified, the Alaska Native Corporation and Cruise Line announced a partnership to develop a new cruise ship port on the backside of Douglas Island. Pierre had this to say about it in a recent interview.
This is the very beginning. So there's a lot of communication that needs to happen now and a lot of feedback. But what's really important is that we wanted to start the conversation, and we're excited for the long-term prospects of opening up this area for our use and for the community's use.
But city officials say they were blindsided by the announcement.
I've heard personally from McHugh Pierre that this is the beginning of a dialogue. But you don't start a dialogue with the press release the day after a contentious election is certified.
That's Alex Pierce, Juneau's tourism manager. She says she thinks it erodes the trust people have in the city to actually manage tourism.
It makes the city look like we were somehow in on it. And I can assure the public that we were not. I'm just so incredibly disappointed in the approach that they took and the way that this was handled.
Hart was also taken aback by the news.
I think it's an indication that Gold Belt and Royal Caribbean are entirely tone deaf on what's going on in Juneau. It just is entirely tone deaf.
According to the city attorney, a proposition similar to Ship-Free Saturdays can't be on the ballot again for at least 1 year after the election is certified, which rules out any repeat initiatives next year. But Hart says she and other advocates plan to continue to make noise by attending city meetings about tourism, speaking with assembly members about future ideas, and speaking out against the proposed Douglas port. Pierce says the city also wants to ramp up public outreach on what residents want to see change in Juneau tourism. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.